Robin Reina here from Sage Investors, and this is take number 16. I'm going to talk a little bit about indexing and some interesting, I came across over some an interesting take and some interesting stat, combination, I guess, from Herb Greenberg posted this on his LinkedIn page. And the source of it, really, the data is coming from Kailash Capital. Basically, they identified that on, if you looked at the Russell 3000 index, which is basically the 3,000 largest companies in the United States, one third of those companies, or basically 1,000 of those companies, have lost money or cannot or don't have enough money to pay the interest expense. And that's quite staggering in that there are so many companies out there that are in a really difficult situation. And so it's kind of funny. This year, the markets have been pretty good. Most of the indexes are positive. I think the Dow just kind of dipped under break even last week. But it's interesting because we're in an environment right now where interest rates, you know, the Fed seems to be signaling that they're going to start pausing and, you know, stepping back a little bit. But if rates stay where they are right now, which is, you know, elevated, which is high, you know, looking at this, at the breakdown of how of the indexes, specifically the Russell 3000, a third of those companies are going to get into some serious financial pain. And, you know, we're talking about the banks having a lot of angst and everything right now. You just go down the broader economy and the broader business environment, and there is a critical mass of essentially what are essentially zombie companies. And so when you see that, and, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen such an emergence of the whole strategy around passive investing. When you see something like this, when you see this kind of performance out there, I'm sure all the active management folks are, you know, all doing victory laps and going, "Hey, told you so," kind of thing. And it's, you know, it's there. And I think people, if you've, you know, have a very concrete plan in, you know, identifying, you know, assets and, you know, specific stock selection and stuff like that, you're probably doing all right. The thing about it is that doesn't really discount passive investing, and I don't think you should. It just exposes a reality that if you are going to go down that road of taking a much more passive approach to, you know, getting broad market exposure, doing it on an index kind of basis, you have to stomach holding garbage. And it's just the occupational hazard of being a passive investor, is that you have to, if you want to get the good results, you have to kind of stomach the bad stuff. And I talk about it quite a bit in my ETF course that I teach. And unfortunately, those that dynamic becomes much more pronounced when the markets are in a weaker position and there's not other alternatives, investing alternatives. It's an interesting stat, and it kind of, in a way, gives me a little bit of validation, and it kind of reinforces my investing ideology, which really revolves around quality. It's a one word ideology that I have, which is quality, owning quality assets, quality stocks, quality bonds. You know, I believe very much in owning, having broad exposure through indexes and passive investment. I do believe in that stuff, but I want to own quality, those quality type assets. Ultimately, you know, from my experience, from my knowledge, quality for me, you know, represents owning companies and organizations and assets that generate high returns on capital that can at least cover their cost of capital. Ultimately, it's about generating strong, high, positive economic profit. And even in a situation when companies' cost of capital, like we've been in, where interest rates are going up, i.e. cost of capital has been going up, quality companies can still generate tangible wealth. And that's ultimately what I love to look for. And I try to find those companies, especially when the things are weak and the markets are weak and companies are operating in a very weak business cycle. Just try to find those companies and try to find those stocks selling at a reasonable price that represent companies that can still generate positive economic profit in a weak cycle, in a weak business cycle. Give you a really great example, real time example. Yesterday, I sold my shares, my position in Tyson Foods. I lost 20% on it, and because it, according to my, based on my playbook, any position that I own, if it goes below above 20% loss, I sell it, no questions asked. I turn the page. You know, Tyson Foods, it's one of the best of breed meat producing companies in North America, if not around the world. It reported earnings that were pretty crappy. It actually lost money. The inflation thing is hurting their margins. It is hurting their profitability. And so I sold it. And one of the reasons why I sold it, because I was debating whether to hold on to it and average it down, because I do think it's a quality business. It does own a significant, some significant market player in the space. But I sold it because traditionally that loss kind of really bugged me, because traditionally this is a company that during weak cycles, and this is the meat producing cycle is very cyclical. And traditionally in the previous times that I've owned it in down cycles, but it was still generating positive economic profit. It was generating still high returns on capital. It's not doing that now. In the recent report, it just doesn't seem like it's operating like that quality business that I've known it to be in the past. And so I sold it. And, you know, my thinking right now is I still like the company. I still like the business. And I think, you know, maybe they can straighten some stuff out organizationally or operationally. But at the price point that it is right now, it's kind of hard for me to justify. Right now, like, I look at that company like Tyson Foods to be kind of that zombie company that's just kind of treading water, not generating, you know, one of those 3,000 companies that are not generating tangible wealth. And here's a case in point. I thought it's interesting right now because there are a lot of them out there. And so, you know, if you see the markets are doing well and everything, that's great. But when you dug under the hood, the malaise, you know, according to this data here, is not the greatest. So, you know, the active management folks can do a victory lap, but the passive management folks, I don't think, should shed a tear. If you stay focused, you stay focused to your plan, to your long-term plan, to your playbook, chances are you're going to get to where you need to go with your investments. So I thought that was a really interesting point that really highlights kind of where we are right now. It's a very paradoxy kind of situation we are with the markets, with rates staying so high, and the pressures that it's creating underneath. It's going to be interesting to see if those pressures alleviate. And if the script of these zombie companies kind of gets flipped on that side. So that's all I got for you today. If you want some more takes, you can find me on my website, sageinvestors.ca. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @sageinvestors. I tend to tweet out my trades that I make and the investment decisions that I undertake in real time. So you can find me through there, #SageTrades2023. You can also find me on LinkedIn and Facebook. We have a page there where you can find some takes from some takes and also more information about our investment coaching programs and my investment training programs. So that's all I got for you today. That's it. That's all. This has been another edition of In the Loop. My name is Amin Rain again from Sage Investors. We'll see you again another time. Bye-bye.